The coffee is on. WSJM. Now, on with the show.
8:12 on the Moody of the Morning Show on a rainy Thursday morning, May 3rd, 2018. The good news is the rain will be gone in time for the Blossom Parade and perhaps for a lot of other things that will be happening in and around Michigan's Great Southwest. Time to find out more about Andy and all of that in the house with us this morning for the Wow Factor from St. Joseph Today, Tess Carragher. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent. There's rain. At least I'm dry.
Right? I was like, there's rain, but it's warm rain, and so I can handle it.
Exactly. And, now we have to call them May showers and bring June flowers, I guess, right?
We can bump it a little bit. That's totally fine.
All righty. So bring us up to date.
Yeah. So I definitely want to talk a little bit about barbecue, blues, and bluegrass. First and foremost, this is our awesome big concert that happens in Whirlpool Centennial Park. It is Saturday, May 19th from noon until 8. Tickets are on sale now through the Mendel Center and in the St. Joseph Today Welcome Center. We're really excited about our lineup. Our lineup, of course, meaning music and also meaning food and beer. So all of those good things are coming again Saturday, May 19th, and we definitely hope to see you guys there. But lots happening in St. Joseph, of course, right now.
Always.
Always, every day. Pat. I always come with so much that I just have to rapid fire. Here it goes. All right. So starting today, Thursday, May 3rd, we have Team Trivia at Sister Lakes Brewing. It's Comedy Night at Czar's. And the Blossom Time Festival has their youth parade from 5 to 6 p.m. Moving on to Friday, May 4th. It's May the 4th. Be with you. You
May
know,
the 4th
May
be
the 4th
with
be
you.
With you. Star Wars joke there for you. You're welcome. All right, on Friday, May 4th, we have live music featuring Basil and the Supernaturals at the Livery at Lazy Ballerina Winery. They've got their Flight Fridays happening, and it's Sushi Night as well at Watermark Brewing. Moving on to Saturday, May 5th, this is definitely a high-stakes day. It is the Blossom Time Grand Floral Parade happening. It is also Cinco de Mayo, and it's the Kentucky Derby. So, triple threat. Triple hitter there. I really like it. I think it's going to be exciting.
Well, in horse racing parlance, that's a trifecta.
Oh, yes.
The trifecta.
I love when you have the good words, Pat.
Thank you.
So, of course, the Blossom Time Grand Floral Parade happens at 1 p.m. The Southwest Michigan Racers host their annual Run for the Buds as well at 10 a.m. At the Livery, there's live music with Laula Curla at 9 p.m. At Czar's, it's Country Night. And the Surratt Nature Center has their Birding Bunch at 8 a.m. Speaking Cinco de Mayo at Sister Lakes Brewing, they have a Cinco de Mayo party with Mofo Jones starting at 8 p.m. There's also Cinco de Mayo fun happening at Chili's and at Tapestry Brewing. And of course, you can always bet on horses, too.
Yeah,
that happens as well.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, May 6th, I'm really excited. Two downtown St. Joe favorites are returning. It's the first Antiques on the Bluff of the season happening this Sunday. So that is from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. right on the bluff in downtown St. Joseph. Of course, it's a free treasure hunt. So come see what you can find.
Absolutely.
Also, our horse-drawn trolley rides are coming back. So those are free trolley rides. They pick up at the corner of State and Elm Street from 11 until 1 p.m. At Eden Springs Park, they have their vintage baseball game. At 12 Corners, they have a drink and decorate class. And at DeBlon Vineyards, they have live music featuring the Whateverly Brothers from...
I still love that name.
I like it every time I say it,
Pat.
You
got the Everly Brothers and the Whateverly Brothers.
I like it every time I say it. And then moving on to Monday, May 7th, we have some guests here with us from the Monday Musical Club. And they're going to talk to us a little bit about what's coming up for their organization, especially what's happening at the Heritage on Monday, May 7th. So we have Carla and Mirth here from the Monday Musical Club.
Good morning, ladies. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us here.
Happy to have you. So I know the Monday Musical Club has a rich history that dates back many, many years and brings outstanding programming to Michigan's Great Southwest. So tell us what's on the docket this year.
Well, we've had many, many programs already, and we cover a wide variety of topics. We have bluegrass, jazz, opera, country, Broadway shows, and a variety of instruments and dance. We strongly support our student musicians with our student and junior club and our scholarship program. And of the 226 junior and senior clubs in the state of Michigan, we are the only club that provides full scholarships to summer music camps. And we are featuring our students at this Monday meeting, and I'll let Mirth talk about that.
It's very dear to me, the junior club, because as a high schooler, I was in the club.
Well, there you go.
That was many years ago.
So you're paying it forward.
Yes. And as chairman of the scholarship committee, I'm really happy that we're able to feature our scholarship winners in this program. There are three winners. And then we also have the officers of the junior club on the program.
Okay.
So it's a highlight of our year. Mm-hmm. The other performer is our guest performer. She lives in Ann Arbor. She was a former scholarship winner, Emily Benner. And she is going to be bringing her accompanist. She was a scholarship winner, a student at University of Michigan, and now she's on the faculty of Eastern Michigan University.
Fascinating. So the history behind Monday Musical Club is really remarkable. I mean, you've done so many wonderful things over the course of the years. And, of course, you know, a full-tilt scholarship is certainly one of the highlights of that, undoubtedly.
This is our 110th year.
See, I knew it was a long time.
Of being a club, yes.
And something Mirth might not tell you, because she's very...
humble?
She's very humble. She was one of Emily Benner's vocal teachers.
Very cool.
And yeah. I also won a scholarship when I was in high school.
That's excellent.
To Interlock.
Well, it has to be fun to bring back a protege and say, look at how things have developed.
And she has a lot of followers in this area, so they're going to be excited to hear her. It is probably my favorite program of the year.
Now, what is she doing at Eastern Michigan University? Is she still engaged in music?
She's faculty.
Oh, excellent.
She teaches voice there.
So she, too, is carrying it forward.
She was one of the finalists in a Metropolitan Opera audition in Canada. She was a semifinalist there, and she's performing all over the state and out of state. She's well-known.
Well, I'm sure that she's just one of many from over the course of the years that have gone on to great things and continue the tradition of excellence that is Monday Musical.
Thank you. We do offer not just scholarships to our juniors from 7th grade on to 12th grade, but we do have a continuing education scholarship, which is for students that are beyond their freshman year, so they're sophomores and forward. And those students, if they're in a authorized music program, we offer monies to them, too.
Very cool. Now, with the performances on Monday, how can the general public be a part of it? And tell us where and when to be and how they can be part of it.
We're having our program at 6:30 on Monday, May 7th, at the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. All they need to do is show up. Our programs are free. Although we do accept a Goodwill donation, and we expect a large crowd, so maybe you want to come early.
Get a good seat.
Yes.
So that's coming up this next Monday, and Monday, May 7th.
Yes, and we do have meetings every Monday from, we start in October and we go through June. The meetings are the first Monday of the month. Sometimes we meet in the afternoon, sometimes we meet in the evening. With the exception of our Christmas Vespers program, which is in December. That's the first Sunday of the month, and it's in a local church.
All right. Is there a way, if anybody is interested in being a part of your organization, what should they do? Do you have a website? Or
website is www.mmcmi.org.
mmcmi.org. All right. Very good.
And we're happy to have new members. And by the way, Pat, if you come to our program, we also have punch and cookies.
All right. Well, we just won Tess and I over.
That sounds great.
All right. Ladies, thank you very much. Tess, anything else for the good of the order this morning?
Well, you can find all this fun and more at stjoetoday.com. We're also on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. You can visit us in the Welcome Center as well. We're right at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joseph.
All righty. That's I almost said Monday morning. It's not Monday. Please, no. I'm already talking about Monday. So that is the wow factor for this Thursday morning from St. Joseph today on Thursday, May 3rd, 2018. Ladies, thank you very much. Have a great day and enjoy the rain.
Thanks for having us, Pat.
Thank you. At least it's warm.